Morning IELTS Supplement, Monday, June 19, 2017. Herceptin. Trastuzumab, sold under the brand name Herceptin among others, is a monoclonal antibody used to treat breast cancer. Specifically, it is used for breast cancer that is HER2 receptor positive. It may be used by itself or together with other chemotherapy medication.Trastuzumab is given by slow injection into a vein and injection just under the skin. Common side effects include fever, infection, cough, headache, trouble sleeping, and a rash. Other severe side effects include heart failure, allergic reactions, and lung disease. Use during pregnancy may harm the baby. Trastuzumab works by binding the HER2 receptor and slowing down cell duplication.Trastuzumab was approved for medical use in the United States in 1998. It is on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines, the most effective and safe medicines needed in a health system. The wholesale price in the developing world is between $1,800 and $1,955 per 440 milligram vial.In the United Kingdom, a 150mg vial costs the NHS £407. Medical use. The safety and efficacy of trastuzumab containing combination therapies with chemotherapy, hormone blockers or lapatinib for the treatment of metastatic breast cancer. The overall hazard ratio for overall survival and progression-free survival were 0.82 and 0.61 respectively. It was difficult to accurately ascertain the true impact of trastuzumab on survival, as in 3 of the 7 trials, over half of the patients in the control arm were allowed to cross over and receive trastuzumab after their cancer began to progress. Thus,This analysis likely underestimates the true survival benefit associated with trastuzumab treatment in this population. In these trials, trastuzumab also increased the risk of heart problems, including heart failure and left ventricular ejection fraction decline. In early stage, which is curable, the HER2-positive breast cancer, trastuzumab-containing regimens improved overall survival rate with a hazard ratio of 0.66 and a disease-free survival with hazard ratio of 0.60 increased the risk of heart failure, and decline in left ventricular ejection fraction were seen in these trials as well.Two trials involving the shorter-term treatment with trastuzumab did not differ in efficacy from longer trials, but produced less cardiac toxicity. The original studies of trastuzumab showed that it improved overall survival in late-stage metastatic HER2-positive breast cancer from 20.3 to 25.1 months.In early-stage HER2-positive breast cancer, it reduces the risk of cancer returning after surgery. The absolute reduction in the risk of cancer returning within 3 years was 9.5%, and the absolute reduction in the risk of death within 3 years was reduced by 3%. However, it increases serious heart problems by an absolute risk of2.1%, though the problems may resolve if treatment is stopped. Trastuzumab has had a major impact in the treatment of HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer. The combination of trastuzumab with chemotherapy has been shown to increase both survival and response rate in comparison to trastuzumab alone. It is possible to determine theERB2 status of a tumor, which can be used to predict efficacy of treatment with trastuzumab. If it is determined that a tumor is overexpressing the ERB2 oncogene and the patient has no significant pre-existing heart disease, then the patient is eligible for treatment with trastuzumab.It is surprising that although trastuzumab has great affinity for HER2 and high doses can be administered due to its low toxicity, 70% of the HER2-positive patients do not respond to treatment. In fact, resistance to the treatment develops rapidly. in virtually all patients. A mechanism of resistance involves failure to downregulate P27 or the KEAP1, as well as suppressing P27 translocation to the nuclease in breast cancer, enabling CDK2 to induce cell proliferation. Mechanism of action. The HER2 gene, also known as the HER2 NEU and ERB2 gene, is amplified in 20 to 30% of early stage breast cancers. Trastuzumab activates the P27 by simultaneously inhibiting PI3K, AKT, Merck, and HKIS pathways, which makes it overexpress epidermal growth factor, the EGF receptors, in the cell membrane. In some types of cancer, the HER2 may send signals despite the absence of growth factors arriving and binding to the receptor, making its effect in the cell constitutive. However, trastuzumab is not effective in this case. The HER2 promotes cell growth and division when it is functioning normally. However, when it is overexpressed, cell growth accelerates beyond its normal limits. In some types of cancer, the pathway is exploited to promote rapid cell growth and proliferation and hence tumor formation. The EGF pathway includes the receptors HER1, EGFR, HER2, HER3, and HER4. The binding of EGF to HER is required to activate the pathway. The pathway initiates the MAP kinase pathway as well as the PI3 kinase AKT pathway, which in turn activates the NFKB pathway. In cancer cells, the HER2 protein can be expressed up to 100 times more than in normal cells, 2 million versus 20,000 per cell. This overexpression leads to strong and constant proliferative signaling and hence tumor formation. Overexpression of HER2 also causes deactivation of checkpoints, allowing for even greater increases in proliferation. The HER receptors are proteins that are embedded in the cell membrane and communicate molecule signals from outside the cell, molecules called EGFs, to inside the cell, and turn genes on and off. The HER, the human epidermal growth factor receptor protein, binds to the human epidermal growth factor and stimulates cell proliferation. In some cancers, notably certain types of breast cancer, HER2 is overexpressed and causes cancer cells to reproduce uncontrollably. HER2 extends across the cell membrane and carries signals from outside the cell to the inside, signaling compounds called the mitogen, specifically the EGF in this case, arrive at the cell membrane and bind to the extracellular domain of the HER family of receptors. Those bound proteins then link, dimerize, activating the receptor. HER2 sends a signal from its intracellular domain, activating several different biochemical pathways. These include the PI3K-AKT pathway and the MAPK pathway. Signals on these pathways promote cell proliferation and the growth of blood vessels to nourish the tumor, which is called angiogenesis. Normal cell division, the mitosis, has checkpoints that keep cell division under control. Some of the proteins that control this cycle are called the CDK2, the CDKs. Overexpression of HER2 sidesteps these checkpoints, causing cells to proliferate in an uncontrolled fashion. This is caused by phosphorylation by AKT. Trastuzumab binds to domain 4 of the extracellular segment of the HER2 NEU receptor. Cells treated with trastuzumab undergo arrest during the G1 phase of the cell cycle, so there is a reduced proliferation. It has been suggested that trastuzumab does not alter HER2 expression, but downregulates activation of AKT. In addition, trastuzumab suppresses angiogenesis, both by induction of anti-angiogenic factors and repression of pro-angiogenic factors. It is thought that a contribution to the unregulated growth observed in cancer could be due to the proteolic cleavage of the HER2 NEU that results in the release of the extracellular domain. One of the most relevant proteins that trastuzumab activates is the tumor suppressor P27, the KEAP1, also known as the CDKNYB. Trastuzumab has been shown to inhibit HER2 new acyldomain cleavage in breast cancer cells. Experiments in laboratory animals indicate that antibodies, including trastuzumab, when bound to a cell, induce immune cell to kill that cell, and that such antibody-dependent cell-mediated cytotoxicity is another important mechanism of the action. There may be other undiscovered mechanisms by which trastuzumab induces regression in cancer as well. Biosimilar. Around 20 companies worldwide, particularly from emerging markets, are developing biosimilar versions of the drug Herceptin after Roche and Genentech's patent expired in 2014 in Europe and in 2019 in the United States. In 2013, Roche and Genentech relinquished its patent right for the drug in India because of the difficult IP environment there. In the same year, the first biosimilar version of the drug, developed by Biocon and Mylan, received market authorization. In January 2015, Biocad announced the first trastuzumab biosimilar approved by the Ministry of Health of the Russian Federation. Iran also approved its own version of the monoclonal antibody in January 2016 and announced its readiness to export the drug to other countries in the Middle East and Central Asia when trade sanctions were lifted. The investigational biosimilar MYL14010 has shown comparable efficacy and safety to the Herceptin-branded trastuzumab.